Jesus was baptized. He saw the heavens torn. He was driven immediately into the wilderness, where he was for 40 days, tempted by Satan, with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. It sounds so different than what we know, doesn't it? But then, of course, you think about it. You think about it. And I think in every life there have been those times when it seems the heavens have been torn open, when some insight or clarity has come from beyond, not just for an instant, but settled there, like it settles on your shoulders maybe, for hours maybe, or days, perhaps everything has been clear. Perhaps we've had those moments. A path forward hasn't just turned up, but seems to have been given. This is what you will do with your life, perhaps, who your partner will be, or in the midst of terrible pain, it could be there was a time when the curtains parted and it became clear that this is what this event will mean to you. I think everyone has those times, not many, mind you. One, perhaps, in a lifetime, maybe two. That's all I've ever heard of. Those times when it seemed like the heavens opened with light or with words from beyond, the voice of God. Most times, though, most times are certainly much more common than that. Times of wandering, we know about those. Days that seem endless. Times of temptation, perhaps. Those times when everything you know, even ordinary things, all of a sudden seems unsure. When uncertainty circles, sort of like a wild animal. When anger flashes, perhaps like lightning might, or simmers for days on the back of a stove. When fear threatens, promising that everything that is anything might just end all at once or fade away bit by bit, and so much that people would hardly miss it, except us. Our gospel tells us that Jesus knew those things. At his baptism, Jesus lived what would have been a time when it wasn't just that things were good, but that things were clear. He went to the Jordan with crowds who knew within themselves that John was doing the right thing. Jesus was baptized with those crowds. They were initiated into something together that day, though they weren't exactly sure what. And God's voice rang in Jesus' ears, and I would guess it filled his heart and his entire being with the knowledge that he was God's beloved, with whom God is well pleased. It was one of those days when the heavens open and everything is clear and right. But then we heard in the gospel that God's Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. Just when he knew he had it right, he was driven to wander. Just when he had the sense that he and this crowd of people all trying to do the right thing were where they should be, then Jesus too was driven by the Spirit into a place of fear and uncertainty. Jesus was with the beasts, Scripture says. One of God's creatures, nothing more, nothing less, alone and ordinary. In the wilderness. He experienced the kind of testing that I think all of us, as humans know, Scripture says. Just a minute. That I think all of us, as humans know. Scripture says he was tempted by Satan. In this gospel, we don't know what that means exactly, but if we think about it, you could imagine. A voice in his mind speaking uncertainty when he had been so sure. A voice telling him he was alone, no one was with him in this, when he had been so much a part of what perhaps his family or that crowd, that no one was with him. A voice telling him perhaps that his pain or his fear or his confusion meant nothing to God at all. A voice telling him, and that it would last that way forever. Those are words that make sense, I think, to us in a way as humans, because we've heard those voices within us, troubling us. But there he was, 40 days, Not fun, not a camping trip in the wilderness, but a time of struggle and pain and letting go in a way and learning. A time when no doubt he came face to face with things he didn't want to, and from that he learned. In that instant after his baptism, the Spirit absolutely took him somewhere he didn't want to go. And I can still remember the woman who first taught me something that I have taught my kids, that things that we do not like sometimes will be our best teachers. When we're stretched beyond where we would choose to put ourselves, or when we encounter people that we absolutely don't like, when we hear of something that we know is wrong, it's then that somehow, in some way, somehow, we are learning something that we need to know. And I think that Lent can be like that. It's an invitation to walk with God, even when there are places that we don't want to go, times that we just want to end. It's a time to remember that sometimes the Spirit takes us places we don't want to go, and those things that we don't like can be our best teachers. But that, of course, is not all we hear in the gospel. Jesus was stretched and tempted, and he dealt with fear and uncertainty, perhaps like any of us. But in that particular time of uncertainty and of dependence, the angels waited on him. And again, that isn't described, but in this wilderness story, Mark's spare words leave room for us. They leave room for our lives to be part of that story. The angels waited on Jesus. And this gospel, this good news, is Jesus' story, but it's not just Jesus' story, because it is ours too. Because I would suspect, in fact, I would say that I am sure that we all have our own experiences of being waited on by God in a way, being waited on by angels in a way, or we wouldn't be here. And so it is that for Jesus, for us, in these agonizing times perhaps, or maybe just empty times of uncertainty or fear or wandering, there are times also when somehow we receive strength from beyond ourselves. We receive answers to prayer, or perhaps just answers to unspoken longing from outside of what we would normally expect. A friend or stranger who turns up when in that moment we somehow feel that we have no one. A story we hear that has some insight that is so connected with our life that it seems uncanny. Or the wind blows and life shifts. Life moves on in a new direction, and even as Jesus was in the wilderness, alone, afraid, uncertain, the angels waited on him, and he was cared for by God's own self. In the direst of circumstances, there are times when we receive the presence of God as a gift. So Lent, I think, is a time for us to remember that. A time to remember that we walk with God, that God walks with us. So I think that it is an amazing or happy coincidence, or I think Heather uses the word or phrase God incidence, that it was just before Lent that Richard gave me all these walking sticks. He thought maybe people would like them. He also wanted to sell them for the church, which I think is gracious, but at this point, I sort of think that is beside the point. Because I think the gift is really what I think is what they remind us. And they remind us that we walk with God, that God walks with us, that all of us together walk with each other in the company of God. Whether we're exhausted and need to be propped up these days, whether we don't know where the heck we're going and we are wandering in what feels like an endless wilderness, whether everything is cruising along beautifully or just feels so wrong, it will feel good to hang on to the solidness of a beautiful stick. And remember that God made this world, God made this tree, God made that woodworker, and also us. And remind ourselves with the smoothness of that wood while we pray, perhaps. Or even if you want, you could take it home and watch the sunrise with it with a coffee some morning. Perhaps some of us would want to remind ourselves of Jesus' own wandering and his faithfulness to us in the midst of life. I'm going to move them from there and kind of put them by the pew, and you can grab it and feel it as you come up for communion. And I think, actually, if you want, you can take it home with you afterwards to remind you of how God walks with you, to remind you that you can have it to pray with it as a Lenten discipline for yourselves or those you love, for our world, which needs so much prayer. It may or may not be a wilderness time for you, but in a way it is for all of us, because that's what is put before us today as God's people. A time when practicing the presence of God will hold us in good stead. It will give us the habit, I guess, that we need in the midst of life's up and downs, and the guidance that we need. I wrote a blessing, and I'm going to bless those sticks, and I will actually grab yours, Jerry, and bless it too. So, and if anyone else took one home, you can bring it back someday, and I'll bless it for you. Okay, let's pray. Blessed are you, God of wandering and God of taking rest. You have called us to know wherever we are, that you go with us and that we go with you. By these sticks given by your creation and made by human hands, remind us of your presence and the ways you guide us and shape us. We pray in the name of Jesus, who wandered and also who knew what it was to work with wood. Amen.